Hi, everybody. Well, this is Friday, another Friday, and you probably had lots of Fridays in your life. And the day today for this Friday is June 16, 2017. And we'll clear the date for everybody. Here we go. Remember, this state recycles every year, and with the recycling process and the copy and pasting, you could have situations that happen to you on this date, you know, quite a while ago. So maybe even when you were five, something could have happened, and now it's recycling today for you. Similar situation. So here we go. Let's release the date, get you off of the June 16th timeline of whatever year you've experienced. So here we go. Releasing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm seeing anger, so it's probably what I'm picking up is the D-Day anger energy. So let's release that. Remember, D-Day was June 6th. So we're looking at World War II stuff as this energy kind of comes in here. Remember, this is in the collective consciousness, mass consciousness, alien mind control programs, you know, in the religious New Age, it could be the mind of God, you know, whatever you want to call it there, but that's what's recycling. So here we go. Remember, source energy doesn't have any of this. So let's go to release this energy, the anger energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So there we go, everybody. You might feel a little better. If you do feel better, and you feel less angry, very possibly it was from your ancestors being involved in World War II. So let us know if you feel different. We're going to now energize and bring peace into your room and bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Use the word stronger to bring the energies in, and I'll bring in female energies. Haven't brought those in for quite a while, so here comes the females. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next, if you have a situation going on, maybe mental, emotional, physical, or something, think of it now. Remember, when you think about it, you're on a timeline, and that means that you're in darkness. The source energy has no timelines. So you're bringing up your past memory of something, and that's bothering you now, which means that you're living in darkness up here looking at it. That's just the way it is here. And that darkness energy puts you on timelines. So let's try to release you off one of them to give you more peace. So think of your situation. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to clear some aliens. We've done this shows off and on. So these are aliens that like to leave here. Remember, you know, you cannot see them, but they probably see you and know you. But here we go. Let's get them out of your physical body. If they want to leave, the ones around you, and ones that, you know, a lot of times you're just stuck here. And they have no way to leave because they're just like you on the prison planet here, controlled by the hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy, etc. That's out there, alien mind control, the pecking order. So there's always somebody above you or above them. So here we go, releasing these aliens. They can get a free ticket out of here, but they will be screened first. We don't want any of the ones doing evil deeds to leave. They'll be captured. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have to go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. That feels pretty good. So let's bring up our co-host. So are you all prepared, Kathy? You got your voice tuned up and everything? Hair done and out of the wardrobe room, makeup room. So
and I got the light being up and the aliens out of here. And it's reassuring to have them out and to know that when we listen to the archives, that, again, the aliens will be allowed to return to wherever they want to go just to get out of here. So thank you for doing that, Ron, and hello, everyone. As Ron said, today is June 16th, 2017, and Ron did clear previously the energies of the date, which included double sixes, which was the same day as the famous D-Day, which involved a lot of hate, anger, and war. And Ron did clear the energy of anger for the day, that day that could be attached to today's timeline because he could feel it. So maybe we're all feeling now a little lighter, a little bit more peaceful, and more connected to our spirit as we relax and listen to the show tonight and the questions that people sent in. I know I feel much more relaxed and at peace, Ron, now that you've done those clearings. I want to invite those who are listening, have comments or questions to Ron as we talk on the show or even after, because he has another show tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m., BBS Radio, that's Pacific Time, Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. And our email address, if you'd like to write, is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, there's another way to write to Ron, in case you don't know. It's through his BBS Radio host page. And underneath his photo, towards the middle, there's a quick chat link, BBS Fast Chat, that will take you to another website that has a lot of Creation Lightship information and the form for the Fast Chat feedback form that you can send comments in anonymously. I know a lot of people have that up before the show even starts because we put light beings on it. Our moderator put 3 light beings on it. And today Ron activated the female light being, which feels very nice too. So that kind of goes along really good with the anger clearing that you did, Ron. So being that it's Paranormal Friday, and some listeners have sent in situations and complex conditions that probably have something to do with alien interference. So, Ron, I could read a few of these to you now, and then we can proceed to the other more generic questions.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, let's see what we have for more paranormal stuff. Yeah, that'd be great.
First one. This is about a holographic matrix and our perception. This is an incident that happened that gives us a look at how holographic matrix works with our perception. David Icke mentioned a hypnotist who blocked a man's perception and told a man, "You will not see your daughter." The man was not able to see his daughter even though she was standing right in front of him. The hypnotist asked the man to read the time on a clock which was positioned right behind his daughter. The man saw right through his daughter as if she was not there and gave an accurate reading on the time from the clock. That's the incident. Any comments, Ron?
Yeah, that kind of goes along with how they drop cars in and people in alongside of you, or if you're walking or something, all of a sudden something shows up. Yeah, that's very, very interesting. So if you're walking down the street and, in a city, or, in a city blocks, right, and you have two sidewalks, one on each side of the street, and nobody's there, then all of a sudden somebody pops in there. Well, stretching it out, normally the person just got landed there, or you just got landed. Either way, it can happen. Because you're in a hologram, if you just drop them there yourself, because the hologram will look like what you see when you land here, okay? So if that was you and you just got dropped in, you probably wouldn't see that person across the street, even though they were in the timeline that you just got dropped into. I'm sort of changing this around from the way I normally talk about it. This is what happens to you, or what can happen to you. So the other person now would look and see you all of a sudden appear on the street, and even though you weren't here on their timeline, being on their timeline 5 seconds ago, now you are. So that's what they do also. Now, it's possible that maybe there's something to do with that same energy, whatever it would be of hypnosis, where you're not really seeing things. So I watched a movie on, I don't know, History Channel or something, and this is maybe, I don't know, I'll just say 5 years ago. And this was near the end of World War II, and the Allied soldiers, and it was probably mainly the Americans, were in this, and I've mentioned this before, in this small town, this farm community. What country? I don't know what it was, okay? And the war was about ready to end, and I guess they thought they had about maybe a couple weeks to go, and everything was, you know, was told to them that the war is ending. And so, and it's cold out. It's like maybe in December or something, because there was snow on the ground, and they kind of showed some pictures of it. I don't know if it was the original ones or a remake, but regardless, the Germans with their tanks and stuff did their last major attack, and they were going, you know, to attack this town where all the Allied soldiers were. And they came at night. Well, you know, all of you probably know that at night when it's dead quiet, especially when it's cold out, for some reason sound carries a long way. So here they have all their tanks and, you know, whatever they had to drive, you know, diesel motors, you know, and whatever it was, and their little Volkswagen things and, you know, everything else, making all this noise and racket. And the people who lived there said, hey, there's Russians coming. They're right over there. And, you know, it was portrayed like the Americans said, we can't see them or hear them, and nobody's coming. Well, you know, they came. So they were, the Americans were probably under some type of spell. And now we're finding out that, you know, the Nazis, the SS, were into a lot of these esoteric arts and stuff to do that stuff. But regardless, they didn't hear them, and then they found out that they were being shelled out of nowhere, not funny where it came from, in a sense, because they thought the war was over, and they couldn't hear anything coming. So anyway, that's sort of the same thing. So maybe the Nazis gave those people some type of psychic energetic spell where they could not hear, you know, the Germans coming with their tanks and everything else to, you know, battle them. And that was at night. So anyway, maybe some of you have, you know, managed to see that. I always look at war footage, not for what happens, just to get a clue of different things, of what I need to clear. So I'm not emotionally attached to any of that, whatever I see happening. It's more just for information seeking. But that was interesting to me that they didn't have a clue. So, yeah, that's what can happen. And, you know, we know that you can be psychically attacked by somebody and end up with a pain or maybe something going on with your body. Maybe you're limping out of nowhere, you know, and what's happening to me, you know, and somebody's doing a psychic attack on you. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for the info, and we'll move on to the next paranormal questions. This is someone requesting some assistance with their physical body. Maybe it's kind of like what you were talking about just now. He says he's a listener from the Western UK. He says he's returned home after a business trip abroad and found that people there in the UK seem somewhat more human than where he was. even most of the clouds are white and fluffy. However, his legs have lost their energy and are getting worse, and he can hardly walk, and he's scared about it. So he wanted to know if, Ron, if you had an opinion about he should do the session that you're planning for June 24th for the body organ rejuvenation healing, if that would help his legs, or should he do the physical intensive weekend healing call if he can, due to the time difference, since you have it all day on Sunday, and he's, I think, 9 hours difference in the time. So, Ron, he's asking your opinion about his legs. What would you suggest?
Okay, those two clearings, those two events, the Sunday, probably would not help him. That's more alien. So I'd say no for Sundays. The body organ restoration that we're doing out, I think on the 24th, that would not help him either. Okay? So what I'm picking up is that somebody somewhere probably did a psychic attack on him, and he's dealing with that energy, you know, in his legs. It's like I was talking about, you know, a couple of minutes ago about having something happen to you. So I would probably do the curses, hexes, spell clearing, and get back with me, and I can check and see what's happening. It almost feels like somebody tried to energetically like cut his body in half, like from the hips on down or something. So there's something turned off on the legs. Let me just see. He's probably not listening now because he's probably sleeping or something, but he'll listen to the archive. So let me see here. If anybody has a problem like that, what I'm going to do now is a clearing for you on your left leg, so everybody listening to this could help them. And we're going to just take and run some energy from your hips, heart energy from your heart going down to your left hip, left thigh, working with the tailbone also, okay? But here we go, pelvis area, and you may feel some energy moving there. And still working on the joint itself on the left side. There, now I'm going down to the knee, and now we're going down to the bottom ankle and bottom of your feet, there, or foot. Now I'm going to do the right side, the same process. So you might feel that your leg could feel heavier with more spirit energy, and very possibly it could be tingling now for you. Now we're doing the right one. So working down, yeah, there's some energy there. Some people listening probably will not feel this because they don't have a problem, but to me it feels like about at least two-thirds of the people listening have leg problems. Or they don't know they have it, but you will know after you get done with this here, you're going to feel better. Remember, you don't have to necessarily have a physical condition to where it's hurting or you can't walk right or something. You can still have energy there, and it's kind of like one of those timed situations where it hasn't come into your life yet, but the energy is still there. So I'm working now with the joints on your hip joint here, and working with tailbone and pelvis area. Here we go. There, that just went through. Now we're working on your knee. Put energy down your knee, right knee, and right ankle, and bottom of your feet. Now I'm going to do both of them at once now and run the energy up to the bottom of your feet. And here we go, going up to your ankle, going up now to your knees, going up now to your hip joints and pelvis, tailbone. Here we go. And now we're coming up through your spine. There we go. And that kind of completed the circuit. So you may wish to get up and maybe walk and just see if anything is, sometimes your bones will, you know, snap, crackle, pop as they get back into alignment. And anyway, So hopefully that would help you. If not, you know, you want to do that cursus exus spell clearing. So back to you. And I did take away the energy that I saw there of like the body being cut in half. So now it's hooked up. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, this was a request from the listener in the UK who wrote to Ron for help on his legs that won't move. He can hardly walk. And so anyone else can benefit, Ron stated. I'm just going to repeat that Ron did this. He just now ran energy from our heart to our hip through the pelvis, tailbone, and spine on the left side, down the joints of the left leg all the way to the bottom of their feet. And then he did the right side, same thing, running the energy from the heart down to the bottom of the feet. Then he proceeded to run the energy back up from the feet to the heart through the legs and the joints. So those of us who might have felt something, Ron said, that was a pretty significant healing. That's why I'm repeating this, because you might have felt something, or you will maybe feel better later, and maybe that is why. This was a... you know, a big portion of our body, a lot of muscles and joints that he just covered. So we can move around and help that healing integrate within the body, help the spirit get settled in there. As he said, this could probably benefit everyone, even if you didn't think you needed it. So I'm moving around a little, Ron, and yeah, there's been a little bit of snapping going on. And my legs do feel a little heavier. So thank you very much for Ron, on behalf of the listener from the UK and everyone who benefited. And will you please repeat, Ron, if that healing you just did will be active on the archives as well?
Yes, it'll work three times on the archives, yes.
Oh, that will certainly help. Three times on the archives. Great. Okay, we'll move on to the next situation from the listener here. And on the, he mentions a previous show from the last week where you discussed meditation. Someone had brought up the point that they wanted to do yoga, but they weren't sure if it was okay because of the fact that sometimes meditation or mantras is involved. So he wanted you to know and check with you what he's doing. He says, I still meditate when I can in the morning to start my day, but it's like this. I just sit peacefully, no mantras, no prayers. I just focus on my heart center and request my spirit integrate with my body and do the mind-to-heart drop several times. I can go in moments quite deeply into peace. It is interesting, Buddhists, for example, focus a lot on the mind and mindfulness. When I was in Korea, I practiced with monks who would stay up all night doing mantras somewhat fanatically, pursuing enlightenment, and hit you with a stick to keep you awake in meditation. I noticed most of the foreign monks didn't stay very long. Maybe the term heartfulness would be better. That is what I try for now. What do you think of that, Ron? And is he pretty much on the right track here?
Yeah, just doing the mind to heart drop is probably, well, you know, you're trying to find peace, so you're probably turning your mind off, okay? I would think so. You're not hearing the mind chatter. But I would just do the mind-to-heart drop, you know, for the 20 seconds that it takes. And right through, you're instantly there because it takes you, I won't say it takes you off of the timeline. It can't take you off of the timelines where your thinking is going, okay? So, you know, you could be on 20 timelines at once because of events that happened, we'll say, an hour previously. You know, you see things and you're on those timelines, maybe even more than that. But find a heart drop is there, and when you do it, you stop time. Time stops for you. So I would just suggest just doing that. And you don't need to concentrate on your breathing, because then you're directing your energy into breathing or your heart or something. You don't need to do that. Just get peaceful, and then you can use your body's consciousness along with your spirit at the same time, and then you can think that way. You will be thinking with your spirit and your body, and the mind will not be involved to give you limitations and to reconnect you to the mind matrix. So that's the alien agenda. So I would just do the mind to heart drop and not try to do anything else, you know, that's, you know, going to do what you think is the same thing. Just do the mind to heart drop, because you don't know if you're off of timelines or not, or if time has stopped. Just do the mind to heart drop 20 seconds, and now you're fully conscious. And so that's what I would suggest. That's why I brought that forward for people to do, you know, and also, the Be Here Now is good. And then also I now increase my life force energy. But the mind to heart drop, when people do that instantly, you know, you're in the present moment and you can still function. So unfortunately, the Buddhist tradition, with doing all that meditation and mantras and stuff, you are trying to use a dark side energy with the mantra. Remember, you're talking, repeating something over and over again. So you're in the mind matrix, and you're trying to find yourself a way to get into the mind matrix where there's probably peace. And that's sort of, to me, ridiculous. A big waste of time, but it is, you know, one of those spiritual things that people like to do, or think that they're being, you know, holy or something, you know, or it's very sacred. Anything that takes a lot of steps involved to doing something, and, you know, a ritual, you automatically should know that, you know, run, don't walk, you know, away from that. Because, you know, the spiritual stuff and working with your spirit is instant. So, you know, if all the monks were taught the mind to heart drop, they would probably get rid of everything else that they're dealing with, because that's where they're trying to get to. And do they really get there? They're still in mind energy, using mind energy to quiet the mind. That's kind of an oxymoron, you know? So anyway, mind a heart drop, 20 seconds, you're there. You can still live your life. You don't have to waste your time to do anything else, because you can still function. And you just, you know, with your spirit observing, and you're in peace. Back to you, Kathy.
His next question is one that possibly most of us wondered. He says, is what I think of as me actually a combination of my spirit? In other words, my essential consciousness, or prior to personality, my mind, or my ego? Is it a combination of entities, the mind of the body that does other things for me, and my DNA of my ancestors and influences? Wow, are we complex? So he's saying, is what I think of me a combination of all these things?
I would say that's probably correct. So the me is everything that you could think of about yourself. The real you would be nothing.
Say that again. The real you would be nothing?
The real you is nothing, because nothing is attached to it. Remember, when you do the mind to heart drop, you cannot think. And that's because you're not in mind energy. And you're just observing consciousness. You're observing everything that you're looking at. And, you know, when you're in source energy, you don't have any identity, because everything is the same. It might be it's hard to describe this, but, you know, you will see something that's different. Like if you did the mind to heart drop and you were to look at a tree, and you were to look at a dog, you were to look at a flower, maybe you look at a picture, they're all going to be different, as you're observing those, but they're not going to have any energy on them, so you won't be able to decipher really good or bad energies from any of this. It'll just be what it is. And so what you are is just, you know, you're just what it is, which is source energy without any identity to it. That's what I mentioned after the ascension time, when you, you know, do the ascension, you just turn into spirit and you have nothing, you don't bring anything with you, any memories whatsoever from your past, and you don't even know where you were previous. So, you know, you won't know that you're here on Earth because there's no record of that. So that's the way it is. So when you, if you try to look at yourself to figure out who and what you are, when you do the mind-to-heart drop, you won't have an answer. You're just going to feel yourself as just being an energy with the consciousness to perceive something. And I'm not even saying that correctly, because when you perceive something, normally you have to judge it, but you're just going to observe it. Let's use that word, observing, without any attachment to anything. So you won't be attached to anything when you look at yourself, because your spirit is not attached to anything. But it does come into your body to be with the physical density of what you are here, because it can manifest, and hopefully using light energy in the moment to do that. But who you are is actually nothing. So back to you.
Okay, there's a reaction from the healing you did when you ran the energy from our heart to our to the bottom of our feet to our joints and back up again. Someone wrote that they really felt that. It was a powerful, and they're really glad you're making this available on the archives three times, because it's a great one to listen to if people feel lazy for some reason, lost their energy, or their get up and go. They can listen to this and feel renewed again, possibly. So everyone maybe, you know, who has a situation might want to write down the date of today's radio program, June 16th, 2017, to hear that healing again, because that was a major one, especially for a radio show. That was a big, big sample. Now, earlier, Ron, we talked about the holographic perception in the matrix that we have here, holographic matrix. And so the listener has another question about that. He says, I notice people drop in behind me when I'm walking, and a few minutes before, the street was absolutely clear. Sometimes in a crowd, someone comes at me out of nowhere and brushes me. I wonder how many of us notice that, Ron. You know, we try to, you know, those of us who are aware, we try to walk, you know, free and clear, give for a lot of space around us, yet somehow somebody always seems to get into our space and even try to touch us. So I think that happens a lot. Thank you for this paranormal suggestions in the comments. And then the next one, a funny one.
Okay,
Ron,
yeah.
Are there mice on the light ship? And are there rats? Are the rats the dark side copy and the equivalent of mice? Funny one.
Well, there could be anything that you request on the light ship. It will take your vision or your, you know, it'll input, as you have a memory, let's put it that way. So when you want something to appear on the light ship, when you go there on the conference calls and stuff, when we do healing, you're bringing forth a physical appearance from your memories, okay? And that physical appearance of, we'll just say you're talking about rats, so we'll just use the word rats, okay? So you could have that materialize in a healing room, and there'd be three of them doing healing work on you. So this taking your memory of what you perceived, because remember they're not in judgment whatsoever. You know, you could even request maybe a crocodile or something. You know, because it would come, but it would not have the same energy that you would have here, even if it is a darkness energy, because it's just taking the physical appearance of it, just like, let's say, a photograph and animating that for you, okay? So there could be whatever you request on the light ship, and that's, you know, what would be here. As far as were different things on the planet created from light, it's hard to say. I know there are things that were not created from light, like the squid energy and the octopus and the jellyfish being sea creatures. We'll say those are darkness energies. The black widow is not of light at all, although you could ask to have a black widow appear on the light ship, and it would do so, but it wouldn't have the same attributes as here. Like I said, it would bring forth the energy of the picture, and then it would be of light, not of darkness, okay? But I don't think anybody, is probably going to even want to do that, because they want to have something that is more innocent and pure as they request what they want to look at and see, rather than something that might be scary to them. Okay, back to you.
Yes, and at the same time, many people do keep mice and rats as pets, just like cats and dogs.
Yeah, that's
it
correct.
Just depends on, I think, our perception.
Yeah, it's a perception. People have, like, tarantulas, you know, for pets, and, people have snakes and stuff like that. So, you know, nothing is really wrong with that. It just depends what energy is coming off of these beings and being directed to you, if there is an energy coming off, okay? So that's, you want to be careful of that. But other than that, those little four-legged little rats or mice that people get at stores, they're kind of cute. And, then you have hamsters. So anyway, we'll just continue on, I guess, here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, last Wednesday, we'll move on to some more paranormal situations. Last Wednesday, you did some clearings, and a person's describing some reactions that they had that they think are paranormal. They wanted to share with you about what was going on inside her body. So, it started when this person was at work, where they had thoughts of worry and couldn't understand where that came from, and they tried to get back to themselves, but they couldn't. Then they saw within themselves a glowing blue humanoid person. It was inside their body. Okay, then as soon as they saw it, it disappeared. And also the worry feelings left as well. There was like a black void inside of her or him. So then they felt okay for the rest of the day. Then they said they've seen orbs follow them at my place of work. They've noticed other phenomena at that workplace as well. So they're saying that, I guess, not all my emotions or thoughts are my own. So, Ron, over to you for thoughts and maybe even a healing for some orbs.
Yeah, typically your thoughts would, how do I say this here? We were talking a short while ago about you being nothing, okay? So your nothingness in light, okay, as far as an identity, you will have, a certain frequency when you were created, but as far as having any type of recognition of who you are, that will not exist. So now, as far as having something attached to you and taking over your consciousness, or words coming into you, or the body being fearful. So you have two ways to look at this here. Is the words, if you're getting words or your thoughts, you know, which may not be exact words or a feeling, okay, is that coming from a transmission externally to you? Or is it internal? If it's internal, then it may just be something maybe inside of your body, like an entity, feeling, you know, not at ease, okay? And or it could even be your body being freaked out because it knows that something is hanging on to its energy and is stealing its energy. Not too many people are body conscious, okay? A lot of people just live in their mind, and they force the body through your emotions to do different things. So I guess another way of stating that would be if your body, if we'll just say that in school, you know, playing football, which is a heavy contact sport, where you could get hurt if you're being tackled or something, or whatever, being blocked, you know, that's all stuff that it could be, you know, dangerous and bad for you, especially if you had a problem where you got hit in the head and now you have a brain injury, okay, for the sake of playing football. So what is, so playing football then, kind of making it a little different here, that's your emotions wanting to do that. Is your body going to want to go out and get hurt? No. Your ego self, which is your emotions, we'll say, in a sense, they want to prove something. But your poor body is going, man, I don't want to go out there. You know, I only weigh 120 pounds, and I'm going against 200-pounders. And I'm going to, you know, this big fat child is going to run over me, and I'm going to be squished, you know. And your body doesn't want that. But, no, your ego goes, I'm going to do this. But then, you know, if you're, you know, playing, say, high school football or something, and, you know, your parents are rooting you on and everything else, and they're giving psychic attacks to everybody else around you, especially the opposite team, because they want you to win and the team to win. So the whole thing is, you know, a very negative situation. And so I could, so getting away from that, now we'll get into orbs. So maybe the person, you know, had an orb in them and they're freaking out because they got this orb. We do have an orb whole lifetime clearing on the website. You may wish to do that. You know, people who have done this clearing are completely surprised at how much better they feel afterwards. But we don't really talk about orbs that much. More recently we have, maybe the last month, but normally I don't get into orb stuff that much. But let's do an orb clearing. So if you have one in your solar plexus, we're going to release it. You could have more than one, but I'll get one of them. So here we go. And releasing this, I'm not necessarily checking out the color because people may have different colors or different energies. The colors are strictly just a way to identify a certain frequency. So here we go, releasing that. One orb out of your solar plexus. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so see how you're feeling. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Do you think, Ron, that this person who had the blue humanoid inside that might have been a blue orb? She could start
alien,
with the color blue?
Yeah, it could be an alien. It could be something inside of them, living in some type of shell or egg. Maybe maybe the physical body was an incubator. Remember, the aliens could stop time, so maybe you saw that. And maybe, you know, your mind or your body wanted to do something to protect you, possibly. And then the aliens at that point just stopped time, like they always do. And they took out the alien inside of this eggshell. And it's no longer there, too. That's a possibility. So, back to you.
I think I'd get a little nervous if I saw a blue creature inside of me. Thank you, listener, for writing and sharing your concern. Ron's here to help, and he did recommend to you and anyone else who has physical issues to try the orb clearing. It's a whole lifetime clearing, and it's on his website, creationlightship.com. It's listed under recommended healings on the very bottom on the left side. If you click on orb clearing, it'll take you to the page. And on the page, you'll find a description as well as a flash bar of the radio show that describes, when Ron did a radio show that described orbs, what they do to us, what they are, and what happens when you connect to orbs. So that's pretty interesting. It's several paragraphs long. So orbs are definitely something to clear. And this clearing does cost $5 per year. So if you have a birthday coming up, save yourself $5 plus, because you can get also it continued as unlimited for $50 more. So $5 per year of your age, that is. Okay, so that's the orb clearing with the unlimited upgrade option, which is probably recommended since orbs do continually float around us, and you can even see them in photos. It's probably the one invisible alien that we can actually see in photos, in digital photos. People send those photos to Ron, and we have a collection of them, orb photos. So they do exist. Hey, Ron, thank you for that orb clearing. And now we'll move on to some more letters from listeners about paranormal situations. This person has a dream that involved a mushroom cloud, and it was a pink mushroom cloud and a flash. And everyone there looked at each other, and they decided that it's just a matter of time before the energy comes to get them. Then the dream ended. She wants to know if she can timeline crash that dream, or maybe she's thinking about timeline crashing the mushroom cloud and the flash. Over to you, Ron, for comment.
Yeah, well, I've crashed what you saw in the dream. So, you know, the last part is that someone's going to come and get you. So that might be its own timeline crash, because the aliens could put in anything in front of that. You may want to timeline crash that a bunch of times, because that could be the main theme of what they're doing. And then seeing the mushroom cloud, that would probably be there to maybe think that they're doing some type of, nuclear testing or something. And so you probably are related to getting into that energy from a memory. That would probably timeline crash both the nuclear event and then also something coming to get you. Two different issues. So back to you, Kathy.
Next comment was related to the previous discussion about meditation and exercise and yoga. A comment just came in, Ron, to relate to that. She says, or he says, regarding yoga, I find that depending on the yoga and guru, it could be connected to the timeline of the entity or alien race behind it. Thank you. Okay.
I think,
Ron?
Yeah, I guess that could be correct. I'm just looking at it in a more simplistic way. Some people kind of are afraid to do things. So, if anything with your body that you do, like for relaxation and or exercise, making your body stretch, et cetera, Tai Chi, nothing's wrong with that. But if you do a mantra with it, you're in mind energy. So that's what I'm trying to tell people. If you're in mind energy, that could be a problem. Now, if it's a certain type of exercise brought forth through different lineages of stuff, you may want to look at that and see if there's any negative energy attached to it from the person who created that. There's a mindset then. But otherwise, just do what you want to do.
Okay, then we'll move on to some more listener questions in a more generic sense. These are related to Wednesday's program when you mentioned that Wednesday was Flag Day. Someone sent that in. And another person wrote a question saying that, on Wednesday's show, you both misunderstood my question. They wanted to know, are the different countries under a certain flag symbol for various alien races?
I can't necessarily say that's correct, but it's possible. You know, very possible. But
okay.
I can't say it's 100% correct.
Another comment on the flag day. The point was missed regarding the flag is something we salute. We give our attention to it as a symbol. We sing the Star Spangled Banner. It represents a lot, including freedom from slavery, bloodshed, and other states. We have to salute it in the school systems in the United States. Can we clear the words or title of the Star Spangled Banner in the alien keyword intercept healing?
Well, you could, but you're better off to do it in a NATO barcode. The alien keyword is left as a Band-Aid. The other one, you know, the NATO barcode would be much better to put stuff in.
Okay, good. Well, they did say, or shouldn't this be cleared on the NATO barcode clearing? Maybe that should have been mentioned. And then maybe even the clearing, we're going do the clearing now because we're going to be seeing a lot of flags in July. Maybe they're referring to Independence Day on July 4th.
So what you might do is to do the clearings, and as you see different types of flags or whatever flag you're looking at, it shouldn't have any energy on it whatsoever. So if you look at any type of flag, I'm just talking about the one that we have here in this country, but any type of flag, you should not have any resonance to it whatsoever. It should just look like a piece of cloth to you. That's where you want to get to. And much like hearing words, every word that you hear should not be attached to you, and that energy should flow right through your body when you hear a word, okay? So what you see, what you hear, and everything else, it should just be like it's in the present moment without any energy on it. And that's how you really know where you are with your clearings and how far advanced you become or became during doing clearings. Everything should be neutral to you. So the fact that you might have a situation with something would indicate that you're still involved with that energy some way, so you want to release it. That some things can cause harm to you with that energy that you're looking at or seeing.
That kind of brings up the subject of, kind of reminds me of, this person writes how the flags have so much symbolism. So maybe if someone owns the signs and symbols disconnect, release, removal healing that you created, they could run the American flag, Canadian flag, or whatever country they're in, you know, the British flag, through that healing. Wouldn't that help to clear some of the energy and neutralize the meaning of the all to that person of the flags?
Yeah, it will clear that energy, but it's still going to be inside of you. Remember, is it external or internal? So let's just switch it over to a different flag. And, this is probably more for your parents than for you. You know, we'll talk about the war stuff again, World War II. So, you know, maybe going back 50 years, after the war, we'll say, maybe we're in the, we'll just say that we're, and it'll be in the 1950s, okay? And the World War II ended, so all of a sudden you see a picture and you're living through that, okay? Maybe you're now 30 years of age or something or whatever, you know, or even 25 to 30. So you were actually involved with the war, knew about it, et cetera. Or maybe you're one of those Rosie Riveters, you know, making the airplanes. So all of a sudden, somebody brings forth to you in 1950 the German Nazi flag, okay, and then you saw the Japanese flag. Well, you're probably going to have a gigantic reaction to those two flags, okay, because you're at war with those people, and the flag is what they were flying, so you're not going to like that flag. Ideally, if you look at them right now and you have that, like, ick, or while that's awful, you better, that's internal in you. You better realize that if you see those flags, it should really mean nothing to you. Like I said, it should just be just like a picture, okay? And if you have a reaction to those two flags, that means that you're dealing with World War II issues that you haven't resolved, you know, from, you know, entities or body genetics. You want to get those out of you completely. So they should just look like a piece of fabric without any meaning to it at all.
So you're saying it's not the flag itself, it's what it represents to you and the way you react to it.
Yeah, that's correct.
That has to be cleared.
Yes, that needs to be cleared out of you. That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. And the special clearing can help also, maybe, with that. But, you know, it's how you relate to it because you have an emotion attached to it. You shouldn't have any emotions at all to anything. So that's a good thing. So if you know...
So whether it's pride or repulsion, if you see a flag or any symbol, that needs to be cleared out. That's a clue.
Yeah, because that's a great gift because now you're seeing a situation that's internal in you that you need to get a hold of and release it from you. The flag is just a messenger because you have that energy with you.
Yes, I think that's what the writer is saying here because we, you know, we're all programmed to have pride in our flag through our, you know, to our country and. The flag is something that we have to honor and have a special ceremony to put it up and all that.
Yeah, and even other country flags, even other countries' flags, you know, that people see who are probably in war battling right now overseas, you know, in the Middle East, and people who were in those wars, they may see those flags and of those countries and get really upset. So the flag shouldn't mean anything. If it does mean something to you, it's internal, and you're responding to it, so you want to clear that out of you. So it looks like we're getting close to the end of the show tonight. So I guess we'll do the mind
or...
drop. Yeah, anything you want to add before we do that, Kathy?
No, just that there's another show tomorrow, and all the emails that I couldn't get to that came in tonight will be read tomorrow. Should I proceed? This is just a quick sentence.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so just saying that that Michael Jackson's album, the last album they released, has Saturn rings around his head, and they thought that was creepy. That's how we'll end the paranormal night tonight, Ron. Thanks so much for all the healings.
Hey, so let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. Here we go. So Mind to Heart Drop, you need to command your spirit out loud to do this for you. Remember, you're energizing your spirit, talking to it, connecting with it, and giving it instructions. So here's the instruction. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Hopefully you enjoyed the CBS radio show tonight. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, co-host, other ladies who are on the fast chat for me. And naturally, thank you, listeners, for listening. Good night, everybody. Blessings.